Is there a physical to this bill?
Test. Okay, I think we're live now.
There we go.
True now, you are recognized to ask a question on the bill, or was your question a question on the microphones?
No. Thank you, Chairman. Representative, is there a fiscal connected to this bill?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative Trudeau, for that good question. At this time, there is not a fiscal represented to this one.
Members, we're still in questions. Questions on House Bill 535, Rep. Botana. Questions? Okay, seeing none. Rep. Botana, I believe you have a strike call. We'll go ahead and go to that now. That should be barcode 922793. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. The strike call, after consulting with you and staff, there was a couple little questions we had to go over and just make sure that was taken care of. So we're just going to go from that. So what it was restricting the authorization to leave travel expense to stay within the state of Florida, and it requires permission from the enforcement agency to use official vehicles to attend a funeral service.
Thank you, Rep. Botana. Members, we're in questions on the amendment. Questions on the strike call. Okay, seeing no questions, we have an amendment to the amendment, barcode number 980709. Representative Botana, you're recognized to explain the amendment to the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. This is a amendment to the amendment. We're going to call it the Eric Miller amendment to the amendment, but just a simple clerical error with Policy Chief.
Thank you, Rep. Botana. Members, we're in questions on the Eric Miller amendment to the amendment. Seeing no questions on the amendment to the amendment. Do we have any public testimony on the amendment to the amendment? Seeing no public testimony on the amendment to the amendment, we are in debate on the amendment to the amendment, barcode 980709. Seeing no debate, members, we are now going to vote on the amendment to the amendment. Members in favor of the amendment signify by saying, I'm sorry, Representative Botana, you're recognized to close. Seeing that Representative Botana has waived close on the amendment to the amendment, barcode 980709, we are now going to vote on the amendment to the amendment. All in favor signify so by saying yay.
Yay.
Yay. All opposed? No. Okay, show that the amendment to the amendment, barcode 980709, passes. Members, now we are going to allow you to close on your amendment. Excuse me, it's a rough morning this morning. We're getting there. Is there public testimony on the strike all amendment, barcode 922793? Seeing no public testimony, members, we are now in debate. The strike all amendment, we have debate on the strike all. Seeing no debate, Representative Botana, you are recognized to close on the strike all amendment, barcode 922793. Seeing that Rep. Botana has waived close on the strike all, members, we are now going to vote on the strike all amendment. All in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Yay. All opposed, no. Show the amendment passes favorably. Members, we are now going to move into, I believe we're now going to move into public testimony on the bill. We do have some cards here. Okay, let's see here. We have Ms. Lisa Henning with the Fraternal Order of Police. Ms. Henning, you're recognized. Wave and support. Thank you, ma'am. We have Mr. Steve Zona with the Florida State Fraternal Order of Police. Wave and support. Thank you, sir. We have Mr. Barney Bishop. Form signifies that he waves in support. Seeing no other public comment, members, we are now in debate on the bill as amended. House Bill 535. Lopez, you are recognized in debate.
I just want to congratulate you for this bill. So I think it's a good cause, and I highly appreciate this proposed bill. So thank you, Rep. And thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Other members in debate? Seeing no further debate, Representative Botana, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, staff. Thank you, committee. This is a great bill. This is a bill that came up before me, and this is something that we can do for officers, and especially when they sacrifice their life for this situation. So thank you, and I will follow up with Representative Trunow on the fiscal, and we'll have a conversation about that.
Thank you, Rep. Botana. Having closed, Lexi, please call the roll.
Representatives Bankson?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Jacques?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Blaken?
Yes.
Porras? Trunow? Yes. Waldron?
Yes.
Yarkovsky? Yes. Gant?
Yes.
Chair Roach?
Yes. Show the bill passes favorably. Show the bill, House Bill 535 passes favorably. Thank you, Rep. Botana. We're now going to take up House Bill 49 by Leader Driscoll. Leader Driscoll, you are recognized to explain your bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair Roach. Good morning, Vice Chair, ranking members, and the rest of the members of this committee. And thank you for your time in hearing this bill. It is an honor to introduce to you House Bill 49, a bill based on the recommendations of the statewide task force on abandoned African American cemeteries. There was a time in our state when even cemeteries were segregated. Historically, African American cemeteries were not subject to regulations, upkeeping, and other necessary efforts to uphold the dignity of the deceased compared to their counterparts. Moreover, the lands on which African American cemeteries were contained at times were sold without regards to who were buried there. Two sessions ago, we unanimously passed House Bill 37 to create the Abandoned African American Cemeteries Task Force in response to a number of abandoned African American cemeteries that were discovered across the state. In the months leading up to last year's legislative session, the task force met several times to study the extent to which unmarked or abandoned African American cemeteries and burial grounds exist throughout the state. The task force then worked diligently to develop an almost 200-page report with recommendations for strategies for identifying and recording cemeteries and burial grounds, while also preserving local history and preserving the dignity of the deceased. Last year, I introduced House Bill 1215, which sought to incorporate some of the task force's most urgent recommendations into law. House Bill 1215 passed through all of its House committee stops. With House Bill 49, we now find our chance to continue the work as a state to honor those who were forgotten and oftentimes degraded. Like last year's bill, House Bill 49 is a statewide commitment to the identification and maintenance of abandoned African American cemeteries. House Bill 49 also creates the Office of Historic Cemeteries within the Department of State's Division of Historic Resources. The Office of Historic Cemeteries will serve as a nexus for recording and updating records of all cemeteries, not just African American cemeteries, within the Florida Master Site File and in conjunction with the Florida Public Archaeology Network. House Bill 49 also creates an African American Historic Cemeteries Advisory Council to provide guidance and recommendations to the division regarding the duties and responsibilities of Historic Cemeteries Program. With the Office of Historic Cemeteries and the African American Historic Cemeteries Advisory Council, all Floridians can be assured that this is a priority of the state. And that is the bill, Chair Roach.
Thank you, Leader Driscoll. Members, we're now in questions on House Bill 49 by Leader Driscoll. Members in questions. Okay, no questions this morning. Okay, I understand that you have two amendments. We'll take up amendment barcode 667309. Representative Driscoll, you are recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Chair Roach. This amendment makes a technical change, correcting the date on a line 98 from July 1st, 2022 to July 1st, 2023.
Thank you, Leader Driscoll. Having explained the amendment, members, we're now in questions on the amendment. Do we have questions on the amendment? Seeing none, we're now in public testimony on the amendment. Do we have public testimony on the amendment? Seeing none, members, we're now in debate on the technical amendment by Representative Driscoll, 667309. Members in debate on the amendment. Seeing no debate, Leader Driscoll, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Waive close, Mr. Chair.
Having waived close, we are now going to vote on the amendment, barcode 667309. All in favor signify so by saying yay.
Yay. Yay.
All opposed, no. Okay, show the amendment passes favorably. Leader Driscoll, you're now recognized to explain your second amendment, barcode 689193. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this amendment simply conforms House Bill 49 to the version of the bill that passed out of all House committees last year. Specifically, the amendment moves a provision granting the state an easement on private property for certain purposes related to identifying abandoned cemeteries, and it also removes an appropriation, and that is the amendment.
Thank you, Leader Driscoll. Members, we're now in questions on the second amendment, barcode 689193. Do we have questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions, we're now in public testimony on the amendment. Seeing none, we are now in debate on the amendment. Members in debate. See no members wishing to debate. Leader Driscoll, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Waive close, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Driscoll has waived close. Members, we're now going to vote on amendment barcode 689193 by Representative Driscoll. All in favor, signify so by saying yay.
Yay.
All opposed, signify so by saying no. See no opposition. Show the amendment reported favorably. We're now going to go into public testimony on the bill. We do have some cards here. We have Mr. Mark Zubley, who's a proponent of the bill. Waiving in support. Thank you, sir. Okay, we have someone who wishes to speak. I think it's Mr. or Miss Althines Barnes. Thank you, ma'am. Sorry I butchered that there. You are recognized.
Because I'm Altamise Barnes, representing the Florida African American Heritage Museum Network, and I was a member of the task force. So I wanted to be here today to say how wonderful the work was, and also the recommendations that were made will really go a long way to help protect these cemeteries where we have veterans, we have Reconstruction politicians, we have enslaved people. But through years, they are, as the representative said, forgotten, neglected for whatever reasons. So we would really appreciate your support. The 30 museums in the network from Volusia County, Escambia, all the way into Monroe County have done and will continue all that we can do to help the Department of State implement the guidelines and a system that is needed to protect, preserve, document these cemeteries for historical purposes. Thank you.
Ms. Barnes, thank you for your service on the committee and for your service to the state of Florida and for being here today. Thank you. I show that she is a supporter of the bill. Next up, we have Ms. Pamela Fort, Florida State Conference of NAACP Branches. Ms. Fort, you're welcome to approach. Wave in support. Thank you. Next, we have Haley Bush with 1,000 Friends of Florida. Let the record show that she waves in support of the bill. Next, we have Yasmin Khan Hohensi. Thank you. Okay, next we have Miss Melissa. It looks like Wiley or Willie, if I'm reading that correctly. Wiley, thank you. Seeing no further public testimony, members, we are now in debate on House Bill 49 by Leader Driscoll. Members in debate. Rep. Yarkowski, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, Leader Driscoll, for this bill. I wanted to share this because this is very personal to my district in Groveland. Prior to 1922, it was called Taylorville. And we discovered, some folks in Groveland discovered the Oak Tree Union Colored Cemetery of Taylorville that was established. It was between 1895 and 1900 when Groveland was called Taylorville. And my district, we are working diligently right now, the fire chief in Groveland and the city manager, to restore this cemetery. And it's become very personal. And so I wanted to just tell you that I commend you on doing this. These folks served our country righteously, a lot of them. There's just incredible history here. And this is about humanity. This is about how we give respect to the people that paved this way for us to be able to be in this great state today. And I just, you know, it's incredible to me that this has happened. And so I commend you for doing this, and this is not a partisan issue. This is, as I said, a humanitarian issue, humanity, and this is about giving respect where it's due. And I want you to know that I personally would love to help in any way that I could along the way, because, again, we're dealing with this right now, and we're excited about being able to bring some honor and dignity back to these folks that have been desecrated. And so thank you for doing this, and I wanted to just commend you on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Rep. Yarkowski. We're now going to go to Representative Plakin in debate. Rep. Plakin, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair. Leader Driscoll, thank you so much for bringing this important piece of legislation forward. This is also very personal to my district in Seminole County. When I first saw this piece of legislation on the House website, and I thought that looks like a good piece of legislation. Several weeks later, our emergency management officer in Seminole County, Alan Harris, came to me about your bill and informed me that during Hurricane Ian, Seminole County experienced historic flooding, and a historic cemetery in Geneva, which is the rural part of my district, was the recipient of a large amount of rain and flooding. This cemetery, and many of who are buried there are African Americans, has no landowner, and the trust is in the names of individuals who have passed away. So the county was unable to repair the vaults, ledgers, and gravestones at the cemetery, and work is still being done to gain access. This bill will help solve that issue. So thank you again for supporting this, and we believe this will help us and also definitely help us in future emergencies, and it will honor those who have lost their lives and are buried in all historic cemeteries. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Plakin. We're now going to move to Representative Lopez in debate. Representative Lopez, you're recognized in debate. Okay, we will move to ex officio member, Representative Gant. You are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Leader Driscoll, for this important legislation. I actually have a cemetery in my district, and growing up, we always heard different stories about it. And so I look forward to helping those efforts with my community and ensuring that the life of those individuals in that cemetery and across Florida are remembered and that we honor them. So thank you.
Thank you, ex officio member Gant. And we're going to go to Representative Waldron in debate. You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Leader Driscoll, for bringing this to us, because I think this is, I'm really proud to support this bill, especially during this month, which is, you know, Black History Month. And I also have, in Palm Beach County, we have a mass burial site that in Coleman Park, which I look forward to working with Representative Edmonds on. To see if we can get it the recognition it deserves, because that's something that community deserves. It's a mass burial site of African Americans from the flood more than 100 years ago. So thank you.
Okay, and as the chair, I would just like to thank the leader for working with me to get the bill in the posture it is, and it's been a pleasure to work with you on getting this moving forward. Members, seeing no further debate on House Bill 49, Representative Leader Driscoll, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you so much, Chair Roach. It's been a pleasure working with you as well. And on many of you, especially the upperclassmen, I know you've seen this bill now a couple of times, but it truly has become a passion project for me. And so let me just share with you about how it started and how this even got put on my radar. So back in 2019, the Tampa Bay Times started doing reporting about an old abandoned cemetery known as Zion, but nobody knew where it was. And it was through anecdotal evidence, and this reporter just got very curious, started doing archival research, and he found it. And it turns out that it was buried underneath the Tampa Housing Authority. And the property actually exchanged hands with the owner, knowing that it had been a Black cemetery. And I mean, you know, in Florida, we do have a complicated past with race. And so we started looking into this issue and wondered, you know, could this be a statewide issue? And sure enough, it is. And so we established a task force. As you heard from Ms. Barnes, the task force did amazing work. But then what started to happen, it started to spark interest in other communities statewide. And we realized that while there are specific issues, of course, relative to Black cemeteries, this is an issue that happens so much with other cemeteries. And communities don't know what to do. It's a lot of complex issues about land ownership, property rights. In Florida, we have very strong property rights. but we also understand and know what it means to respect the sanctity and the dignity of the dead. And so it's just been a pleasure working on this. It's, like I said, a huge passion project for me. I appreciate those of you in debate who share the stories about your communities. I look forward to following up with you and getting more information. But this would be a critical resource to Floridians and these communities who, when they're faced with these issues, frankly, don't know what to do, don't know who to look to, and don't know where to start. I always offer with this bill that it is a nonpartisan issue. It's a humanitarian issue. Someone said that earlier. Please feel free to co-sponsor it. I feel like the more love and the more bipartisan love, the better. Florida can truly be a leader in this. I've been tracking the issue, and there's a lot more national reporting on it. Other states are starting to look into this, too. There was even a 60 Minutes interview, and The Atlantic's been writing about it. So let's be a leader in this. Let's set the national standard, because I know that together we can accomplish really great things. So with that, I close and ask for your favorable support.
Thank you, Leader Driscoll. Having closed on House Bill 49, Lexi, please call the roll on House Bill 49.
Representatives Bankson?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Jock?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Plakin?
Yes.
Porras? Drewnow?
Yes.
Waldron?
Yes.
Yurkowski?
Yes.
Gant?
Yes.
Chair Roach?
Yes. 14 yeas show the bill reported favorably. Thank you, Leader Driscoll.
Thank you.
Okay, members, next we're going to take up House Bill 375 by Representative Brannon. Representative Brannon, you are recognized to explain House Bill 375 from your desk if you choose to do so, with the provision that this bill is somewhat less controversial than the last bill you brought us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do anticipate that this will not take nearly 4 hours, as our last bill did. But just like Leader Driscoll's bill, this is a bill that last year passed all of its committee stops without any no votes. And to give you a little background, the offices of course, this is House Bill 375. The offices of Criminal Conflict and Civil Regional Council were created back in 2007 to save the taxpayers from the rapidly rising and unpredictable costs of the state's statutory obligation to pay for court-appointed counsel. Since then, the offices of the Regional Council have saved the taxpayers of the state of Florida over $400 million. What has only recently been recognized as an oversight, the Regional Councils were the only statutorily created state agency that had never been included in the Senior Management Services Retirement until it was offered to the executive staff in 2020, and that included only about 15 employees statewide. This bill continues to correct that oversight and allows the supervising attorneys to be included in Senior Management Service Retirement. All assistant public defenders and all assistant state attorneys in this state, those who provide basically the same or familiar or similar function as the assistant regional councils do, all are currently included in and receive Senior Management Service Retirement, all the way down to the line attorneys. This request for the Criminal Conflict and Senior and Civil Regional Councils is only for supervising attorneys. We're only going one more layer down, so it will not quite bring the regional councils to parity with the state attorneys and public defenders. However, this bill brings them closer to ensuring that the dedicated public servants who work as assistant regional councils have some upward mobility and help solidify the longevity of an agency that has become an integral part of the justice system here in Florida while continuing to save the taxpayers millions of dollars. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Brannon. Having explained House Bill 375, are there amendments on the bill? I see no amendments on the bill. Let me go into questions first. Questions on the bill. Questions on House Bill 375. Any questions? Okay, no questions. I see no amendments on the bill. We're going to go into public testimony on the bill. Ms. Candace Brower, Office of Criminal Conflict and Civil Regional Council, you're recognized. Okay, we have all the offices waving in support. Thank you. We have Ms. Chelsea Murphy, Right on Crime, showing her here as a proponent of the bill. Okay, waving in support. Seeing no further public testimony, members, we're now in debate on House Bill 375. Members in debate, ex officio member, Representative Gant, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am very happy that this bill has been presented, Representative. I was a former PD, and I developed very great relationships with RCC, that's what we call them down in Broward, and they do as much work and advocacy as the public defenders do on our side. So I appreciate you for bringing this bill forward, and thank you for this legislation that I will be supporting.
Thank you. Members in debate. Seeing no further debate on the bill, Representative Brannon, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only other thing I would say, and I said this at every stop last year, that fair is fair, and this doesn't even quite get us to fair, but it is another step in the right direction to recognize the hard work of these everyday, really hardworking officials in the judicial system. Thank you.
Representative Brannon, having closed on his bill, Lexi, please call the roll on House Bill 375.
Representatives Bankson?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Brannon? Yes. Cross?
Yes.
Edmonds? Yes. Jacques?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Lakin?
Yes.
Porras? Trunow?
Yes.
Waldron?
Yes.
Yarkovsky? Gant?
Yes.
Chair Roach?
Yes.
14 yeas.
14 yeas. Show the bill reported favorably. Members, this is a record for the few committee meetings that we've had. This concludes our committee agenda today. Seeing no further business, Representative Bankson moves that we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.